Ayad Akhtar became the first Muslim American to win the Pulitzer Prize for drama. He won the prize last year. He mines his family background to create characters struggling with what it means to be both American and Muslim. His latest play is now on stage in New York City. NPR's Bilal Qureshi has this profile.
Ayad Akhtar grew up in Wisconsin. He studied at Brown University in Rhode Island. He's an actor, a screenwriter, and a novelist. But he seems to have found his voice on stage.
There's an immediacy and an aliveness when theater is at its best that can't be rivaled in any other form.
When I met Ayad Akhtar at Lincoln Center before the opening of his latest play, The Who and the What, he was still tweaking the script to clarify the complicated themes he's bringing to life.
One of the central questions of my childhood was the role of women in my culture. And, you know, I grew up around so many brilliant and strong women who really seemed to suffer and to chafe under the familial order, the social order, the religious order.
The main character in his new play disrupts that order. She's a young writer named Zarina working on a scathing book about the Prophet Muhammad. She wants to expose the misogyny and discrimination in the roots of Islam to go after the sacred messenger of God. Her husband Eli asks, "Why do you hate the Prophet?"
"I don't hate him. I hate what the faith does to women. For every story about his generosity or his goodness, there's another that's used as an excuse to hide us. Erase us."
Her observant father and sister find her manuscript.
"Then why is she writing these things, huh?
I don't
it's unacceptable.
Know.
Completely unacceptable. I won't stand for it. In Pakistan, she would be killed for this. Killed, Babish!"
But Zarina is not in Pakistan. She's in the U.S. And that disconnect also gives The Who and the What an element of humor and its sarcastic energy. Kimberly Senior is directing the current production. She acknowledges that a play riffing on Islamic scripture and gender politics sounds more academic than entertaining.
"Whenever I start describing it to people, I'm like, oh gosh, this sounds like a thesis, but it's not. It doesn't play like one at all." Yeah.
She says The Who and the What is about the search for identity.
Identity as just an idea or a theme is probably not inherently theatrical. But if you then think about how do we define identity, and it's usually ourself in relationship to others, in love relationships, in family relationships, in work relationships, right? So that it's so much about those relationships that define us. And so then that's when it starts to become theatrical.
Theater is a place where argument can be dramatized.
Donald Margulies teaches drama at Yale. He's also a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright.
I think the fact that we're seeing characters who are behaving and embodying certain beliefs and seeing those clashes take place and hearing those arguments being made, I think is something that is very specific to live theater.
The tension between tradition and evolution is at the heart of Ayad Akhtar's theater.
The process of becoming American has to do with rupture and renewal. Rupture from the old world, renewal of the self in a new world. That self-creative capacity is what it means to be American in many ways. And I think that part of that rupture is the capacity to make fun of yourself, is the capacity to criticize yourself.
The boundaries of that kind of self-criticism were at the heart of Disgraced, the play that won Ayad Akhtar the Pulitzer Prize.
"Now, the next terrorist attack is coming from someone who kind of sort of looks like me."
"See, I totally disagree. The next attack is coming from some white guy who's got a gun he
and
shouldn't have.
Pointing it at someone who kind of sort of looks like me."
Donald Margulies served on the jury that recommended Disgraced for the prize. He says he was impressed with how it put the spotlight on yet another community grappling with its place in America.
The African-American experience, the Jewish-American experience, these have been very prevalent in our drama for generations now. And the fact that here we were having a Muslim-American experience that was being dramatized was a very momentous occasion.
But Muslim audiences haven't always been as gracious with Akhtar's work. Some have accused the playwright of employing negative stereotypes of Muslims for dramatic thrills, of trying to entertain by airing the community's dirty laundry. Kimberly Senior, Akhtar's director and collaborator, grew up in a Jewish family.
We're so often concerned about other people's perceptions of who we are that we are unable to... It holds us back in this kind of amazing way. And I think what Ayad is doing, that although it might feel like it's airing your dirty laundry and feels uncomfortable, as I feel when I read Philip Roth or Chaim Potok or so many fabulous Jewish writers that we've had in our canon, that there it actually provides access. And it's like, that family's just like mine. I mean, this play is as much of a love letter to Ayad's dad as it is to my dad.
an artist's job is to tease and poke and question the larger racial, ethnic, religious, social conscience.
Playwright Ayad Akhtar.
And in the process, to provoke questions that lead to new practices, new ways of seeing. So being in conflict with one's subject matter is probably not such a bad sign after all.
Akhtar says he sees criticism from Muslim Americans as a mark of progress. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.